Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Mayor Adams is right. He is sending busloads of migrants to New York City, Washington, D.C., too. One bus arrived at the Port Authority this morning. Abbott says President Biden has refused to acknowledge the border crisis, and Texas needs to take action to keep its communities safe. New York has a right-to-shelter law that obligates the city to care for these people. Of course, it's not that simple.
Arrived at 6:30 this morning, but it's not clear where the migrants sent here by Texas Governor Abbott were going. There are reports that migrants have been given addresses to business offices, not shelters, but the shelter intake location is in the Bronx. Mayoral spokesperson Fabian Levy says using people as political pawns is disgusting. New York Attorney General Tish James addressed the issue.
I'm more concerned about the individuals who are on the bus. Want to ensure that they are taken care of.
The Legal Aid Society has condemned the action, calling it shameless exploitation. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
A local landlord agrees to pay a price for violating rent stabilization laws and illegally harassing tenants. State Attorney General Letitia James says Inc. Property Group settled for more than $2 million. $1.75 million will go to preserve affordable housing, and more than $400,000 will be paid as restitution to affected tenants.
For years, that Inc. harassed tenants. They lied and they cut corners to avoid rent stabilization. While New Yorkers grappled with soaring rents and they struggled to find affordable housing, this company made quick cash by preying on vulnerable individuals and families.
Inc. will also return at least 28 apartments to rent stabilization after deregulating them illegally. It's also required to install a monitor and external property management company. Over the past several years, Inc. bought 32 multifamily buildings in the city, primarily in North Brooklyn, and it served as property manager for 12 more buildings. A uniformed staffer with the City Department of Correction has been diagnosed with monkeypox. We're told this person is not assigned to a Department of Correction facility and is currently isolating. The DOC says it's been working with Correctional Health Services to mitigate any potential spread of monkeypox. Dr. Jason Zucker is an infectious disease specialist at New York Presbyterian. He told 1010 Winds Newsline that while monkeypox isn't pleasant, it's not likely you'll end up in the hospital if you get it.
Most patients are able to be managed in the outpatient setting, and they're presenting to primary care doctors, sexual health clinics, and the emergency department. Only a small number of patients so far have required admission to the hospital for pain management and other ways of supportive care.
If you do get seriously ill, a drug is available, but the best way to combat monkeypox is to get vaccinated. There may be only one confirmed case of polio in Rockland County, but the state's health commissioner says that may just be the tip of the iceberg. Mary Bassett says that for every one case of polio, there may be hundreds of other people who've been infected. She says the way to combat this is through vaccination, and every New Yorker needs a shot. If you are unsure of your vaccination status or that of a loved one, contact a healthcare provider immediately to get vaccinated or receive a booster. We told you yesterday about polio being found in wastewater in both Rockland and Orange counties. But Bassett says this doesn't mean the person with polio was the source. Health officials continue to investigate. One teen is in custody for killing another in a BJ's parking garage in Brooklyn last night.
The victim, 19-year-old Derek Chen, lived not far from the BJ's in Bensonhurst, where residents like Elizabeth Chan say it hits close to home.
And I'm just really upset because, you know, my niece just texted me And then my daughter's that age.
Police say Chen was in the elevator of the BJ's parking garage on Shore Parkway around 10:15 last night when an 18-year-old robbed him of his backpack. He tried to get it back and a struggle ensued outside the elevator. Employee Rodney Teal heard it happen.
All I heard was get off my bag, and he was trying to hold on. He was trying to hold on to the guy's his briefcase or whatever he had on him. And all of a sudden, shots rang out.
Chen shot in the face and shoulder, pronounced dead at NYU Langone, Brooklyn. The suspect caught trying to run. A gun was recovered. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Bath Beach.
It's back to the drawing board for New York City's school budget. A state judge today threw out the $38 billion budget, saying the city did not follow state protocols when it was passed. The order came in response to a lawsuit filed by a group of parents and educators. They argued that the city council skirted state law in passing the budget. The panel for education policy must hold a hearing and vote on the budget before the council can, and that did not happen. The city is promising to appeal today's ruling. On days like this, the city opens cooling centers. There are more than 500 places where people without air conditioning can go to get out of the heat and humidity. But the New York City controller says they are not perfectly distributed. A study conducted by Brad Lander's office finds some neighborhoods that need the centers the most don't have enough of them. The hardest hit areas are in central Brooklyn, central Queens, and parts of the Bronx. The report says the area that is most underserved is East Flatbush, with only two cooling centers for a population of more than 160,000 people. Lander says the city should immediately open more cooling centers in these areas and extend the hours of libraries and senior centers. The study also concludes it's harder to find cooling centers open at night and on weekends.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.